Tezayna Manalov, Rashi, Hoya Oymed Meruba. It's about 8 lines up before the end of the narrow lines. So the Braisa says, in the case where the Oymed is Meruba Laporitz, even Kenegad Laporitz is Mutter. So it's mentioned in the Braisa in the case where it's 4 or more Tzvachim up to 10 Amos. It's not mentioned in regards to a case where it's 3 Tzvachim up to 4 Tzvachim. But Rashi says the Kulo Koy is going back in both cases. I feel like Oymed Megimel Vadalad. Over there also, if it's Oymed Meruba, the Kenegad the Poritz is Mutter. Dr. Tony Bo Nami. But if it's less than Maloyo, it's Mutter. If it's a B'yosim, Yoda Zosser, or Filakulo, Oymed, even if it's, except for that one Pirtza, the rest is Oymed, it's Zosser, Kenega the Oymed, Kenega the Pirtza. Hoyosham Konim had the Gronim. So what does the Gronim mean? The Meshupin, they're pointy, Kedekar, like a shovel, the Utsim board stuck into the ground. Basel and Peyo, Kluyo, Milamala, Mizelaze, you make some type of a vine passing from one to the other, so that serves a Pesach. Philip Yasser, Yasser is Mutter. Yasser Amos is Mutter. Serves a Pesach, Mahanya Beklaim, Afli Yasser, Yasser, serves a Pesach works by Klaim, like we had before, even more than 10, even more than 10 Amos. Okay, so the Morris Akash and her papa, it says that they can't have the space equal. You can't have the gap equal to the oymed, so that means paris koymed is osur. So he answered, my maloy oy, nichus v'yotze. Vachim asher b'raisa kolshu umigimel, whether it's gimel. Umigimel va'ad dalet up to dalet, tzershul yehei ben zeh lezeh milu oy. You can't have the gap being equal to the mount which is standing, but the gap meaning nichus v'yotze, which means shal yehei poritz ka'oymed nichus v'yotze dabali poritz meruba. If you theoretically want to put through that gap something which is equal to the size of the oymed, you have to give it a little more space to allow it to move through, so the gap is going to be larger than the mount which is standing. And in that scenario where if the Piritza is larger than the Oymed, so then even Kenegad Oymed is Osir, because the Oymed is not 4 Tzvachim wide. The Tony save us the more. Then the more as the more Sakasha and Rapapa, we have a steer, and Ruhun Rabbi Yeshua are both going to have a steer from the Rashi to the Sefer. Some more answers according to Rapapa. I Tony Rashi parts Meruba Lo Oymed.
Sir, it's Asir where the parts is Meruba.
Lisagi Lekatoni Lo. It had to tell you say that Legluyat Maloyoy the Lab Mitzum Simkamer. If it wouldn't have said that, I wouldn't realize what the case of Maloyoy means. Not exactly equal, but there's a greater gap. In the case of Ka'oimed, it's Mutter even connected the Poritz. So once it says in the ratio, Tony Saber, Oymed Meruba the Poritz. You have to say it. It's pretty clear. It says in the Sefer, it should be Poritz Koymed. Umatatsina Leber, we're explaining it according to Rapapa. It means Benichlis V'yotzei. Hope it seems to have exactly equal Ashori. But Kol Shkedam Meruba is a Poritz. Kol Shkedam Meruba is Mutter. So why are we saying it? El Mishum the Reisha, Tony Seva, well, El Mishum the Medic Minoah Halab Kaporitz Asur. It's saying it to teach you Agav the Reisha. Reisha Ravun Lakasha, I did the boy the Misni Seva, I'm in Ruba the Poritz. Mutter, Losagi Lokatoni Log Kamar the Kamashalon Hokaporat Asr. It had to say it in the Sefer. I mean, Murmala Porat is Mutter, which means if they're equal, it's Asr. So the enumeration reports Murmala Imid, I'm going to play Yitzchak, the Hafila Kaiman Nami Asr. It doesn't have to say that because even Kaiman is Asr. Things we got to the Gemara, right? What is that? What is that? What is that? The Gemara?
We're two lines from the bottom of the Gemara.
Oh, we finished second. Okay, fine. Okay, so the Gemara says this. Bishlama, the Rapapa. You understand why we said three categories? The Omar, Paris, Kermit is Mutter. Bishamachi, Le Orev, it couldn't combine Gimel, the Hadi Pachas, Mi Gimel. Three Tvachim could not be combined with less than three. But the missing him, we would, and to say the following: Kol shupachas megimel u vigimel. So much less than three or three. Shar shaloi hey ben zel lezet gimel. So three tzvachim can't go with lower than three. How would it theoretically go together? Anything which is less than three can't have a gap of three because it's a problem of loving. Anything which is three can't have a gap of three because it's parts garment. Well, that's not true according to Papa because parts garment is okay. But to the member, Sarach Shalai Hei Ben Zel Zeg Gimel, the Kimmel the Oymen Gimel, La Yichmas Lon Ipar, it's Nami Gimel. According to the Papa, if the Oymen is Gimel, a part of Gimel is Mutter. The parts go Oymen Mutter. So according to him, three is allowed to be three. Shem Hachi Afsake La Asne Gabi Pachas Medalad, the Misti Bekim Luai, the Lehevi Mashu, and the Chus Piyotze. That's why according to the Papa, three Tvachim is grouped together with the next group. Up to four, which over there the point isn't a gap of three. The point is Mulu'ai, which we explain means this will be Yotze. That's according to Pop. Alarvuna Damer Paritz Kaimed is Aser Filo Kenegad Aimed. So according to him, less than three can't be three because it's not Lovin, and three can't be three because Paritz Kaimed, which is not acceptable. So three should have been said with the group of less than three that you can't have a gap of three. Lord Gimel Bahadi Pachas Megimel. Listening, Tzarek Shalai Hei Ben Zelazeh Gimel Tvachim. That should be Gimel itself should be included in the smaller group, smallest group. So you should have up to three, and three can't have a gap of three, and more than three, up to four, less than four has shouldn't be Meloy, etc. So we should have said it in three should go with the lower group. Or says no. You know why I didn't do that? Because Mishum Ladamya. It's the halacha exactly the same, but the reason is different. Because less than three, the problem is the psula pachas megimel lehavi motzi misni the poros meruba laoymed. This over there isn't poros meruba. The chokam lehavi poros gimel is up to three. Avagab the oymed tefach uporos tvachayim is kosher. Even poros meruba is mutter because the hat over there is love. It's telling him, but if it appears of three, is a problem because the Gdi can walk through. So the Sefer, the case of three Tvachim, we said we hold that Ayman Meruba works. I, the Gdi, can get through, doesn't bother us. Elamai what? So what's the problem? Shumai Mifsal. By Paritz Gimel, Mishum Dahavi Paritz Ki Oymed, and according to Rapuna, that's possible. Tanal Gmurei Midas the Mechid Sakasi, Chimatze the Chedushay Taimei, the Mishle Bepsula Achrina Tanya. So even though the halach is the same, since the reasons are different, so it wants to tell you that the different sizes would have different halachic issues. Okay. So the Gemara. The second line from the bottom. It says in the Brice, if it's less than three, so that's love. Rabbanani, Mani Rabbanani Damri, Pachas Mishloisha, Armin and Lovin. Shloisha, Armin and Lovin. So three already, you don't say love. So the Brice only says less than three now, not three or more. Ema Seifa, but the problem is the last case, it says, Kosher Mishloisha, Mishloisha Barabah. Or the second case, it says, from three into three to four. So, what's the Cheshivas of four? Also, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's according to Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbi Pachas Meyar Ba is Lovin. Dirabonon, Mishleshavad Arba, Sheshav Arba Achadu, there's no Maila for Kardin Rabbanon. I'm Rabbi, no. There is a Maila for Kardin Rabbanon. I mean, Reish Rabbanon, Sefer Nami Rabbanon. It's all the Rabbanon talking. So, therefore, in the first case, which is an issue of when you say Lavid, less than three. The second case is not discussing Lavid, it's discussing a new issue. If you have an Oymid, which is less than four, that Oymid, in the case of the Porsis Meruba, connected to the Oymid is Osir. But had it been an Oymid of four, even if it's Porsis Meruba, connected to the Oymid is Mutter. So there's a significance to the Oymid of four. So that's the Umar Rabbanon, to hold the mystery, connect the Oymid, when it's Porsis Meruba, Ikamokam Arba is Choshev. If it's an area, if there's a standing wall of four Tvachim or more, that's a Cheshivas to it, and therefore, even though the Porus is Meruba, the Kenega the Porus is Osir, Kenega the Oymid is Mutzer. Viloi, if it's not four Tvachim, Loi Choshev, not Choshev, and therefore, Kenega the Oymid is going to be Osir. Rav Amar, in the Sefer of Rishim Gamliel, Rishim Rishim Gamliel. It's all Rishim Gamliel talking. So regarding the cheshivas of a makam, Rav Shimon holds the general cheshivas of a makam is four. So that's why you need four. So why are you saying Lovet is three? That Rav Shimon says you can say Lovet up to four. Hani mili lamayla, but that's something which is above ground. Aval lamata havelik mechitza shagli and baikin ba, but Rav Shimon Lovet. But down on the ground, a gap of three is not even according to him is not acceptable because the gedim can go through. Sirashi. Three lines from the bottom. Pogos megimel money rabbanon. He in the komaflik ben pogos megimel legimel. We differentiate between up to three and three. Shaminot rabbanon. He the maflik he nami ben pogos megimel legimel. That's the chacham that the lobit is three. Emes sefer mekoshu megimel vat dalad. We're saying that four has a different halacha more than less than four. Up to four, if the majority is poritz, you can't plant anywhere at all, even connected the part connected the say for the matter connected. If it's the bechitz is four tefachim or more. Even though it's Porus Merubin, you can't plant by the area which is Porus. You could plant where the area which is Oymid. So it means four has a cheshivas to it. The matzah can add the gav the Porus yes or lo. Shemun the Rishim Lil, that's Rishim Lil's sheet that the cheshivas of a makam is four. So also Rishim Lil, klamer v'adala v'lodala b'chlal. That which he says it depends on four. So Rishim Lil the hotana. That's Rishim Lil Shita that up to four and up to four, four or more is significant.
The size of a makom patur is up to 4x4.
Up to 4x4. Hacher said in the im rabbanim gimel vad dalad gimel vad dalad chazu gimel vad dalad b'tamia. Why is that? Hechi maflik dalad gimel. Why is dalad in the gimel? The tani ad v'loy ad b'chlal. The tani is safe for kosher dalad. Rabbanim gimel vad dalad chazu. It's all the same. Hani mil the mal. Okay, ain kara. Case of a kara, so a gap of four is acceptable. Okay, toshma first wide line. The fanas all the shirubin psachim. We had the brisa before. A case where you have the walls going around the chotzer, and it's Reuben Pesachim with Chalonis. There's many doorways and many windows. It's Mutter.
Actually, hey, I'm in Reuben. I'm a poet.
So that's the gears which we have in the Brisa. So more so that doesn't make any sense. Shereuben, you can't tell me it's Reuben Pesachim and tell me it's Reiv Oymid. So if you have many doorways, not Roy, but many doorways, and windows is mutter, mavashli oimid merubala poritz, as long as the oimid is greater.
If the windows were sealed shut, so there are they still windows?
No.
If you have doorways that are shut, but they're, and I guess if they're sealed, so it's the same as the windows, right?
Right,
but if they're able to be open, are they still doorways? Use door frames to make a sukkah.
Right, that would be fine. So that wouldn't have this issue over here, because that's the case you have oimid there. The door is also oimid. Okay, so just over here does have a gap.
Windows have oimid above and below.
It was a source of pesa. The case was they were a source of pesa. There wasn't enough wall to be mounted based on the wall. But the brush says you have to be oimid merubah, means the majority has to be oimid with hakaporets. If it's equal, it's also to yipta the rapapa, it's a kutub the rapapa. Or says to yipta, yes, it's a val to yipta. Vehilchas a kabasa the rapapa, we pass like a rapapa. The more says to yipta, vehilchas, you just shlug them up and then you tell me, helchas. How can you do that? And yes, mishum the daika must be in kabasa, because the misha is masha like rapapa, that none, you hate pierces, you say it's a labinion. You can't have more pierces than the air which is enclosed. Haki binyan is mutter. Apparently, if they're the equal, it would be mutter. So the Mishnah is machriya like her pup.
So it's bad to machriya this tana.
Well, the Morse was at the Miyah. Okay, we're still in our Shiyara, and we're trying to enclose them. So we said they can make Mekifin and Shlosha Chavolim Zelam Alamizeh, Bezelam Alamizeh. So they can enclose their area by putting up some uprights and then running rope from the upright one to the next and doing it in such a way that it's three ropes, each one should be lovud to the next. So the first rope is placed within three tefachim to the ground. So it's lovud to the ground. The second one is done the same, and the third one is done the same. So that gives you a little less than 9 tefachim, because each one is a little less than 3. There can't be a gap of 3 tefachim. But you need 10 tefachim high. The total thickness of the three ropes has to equal a tefach and a little more. So the grand total would be a total of 10 tefachim.
So
isn't that a pretty thick rope?
Yeah.
But you can do 4 ropes.
You could, right? So you think you could, yeah, you
that would
could
solve the problem.
Correct.
There isn't, like, that's what you need, like, a tefach of omid.
No. I'm just saying, in this scenario, you can do it with 3 as long as they're that thick. Okay, Makivim Mekonim, you could, that's if you're doing horizontal ropes. You could also do Makivim Mekonim, you could do it with upright sticks. There can't be a gap of 3 tefachim between the konim. They have to love with each other. So it means either you're making this makita out of just horizontals or just verticals. That's acceptable. Mishiyara did with this hatter that you can just use either uprights or verticals alone. That doesn't make sense. Uprights or horizontals alone. Dibur is only by Shiyara. Dibur Bihuda. But by a person who's not in a situation of a Shiyara, you have to have both together. You have to have both horizontals and verticals. No, the example they gave of a person doing that would be a case of a shiura, which you're traveling, so you're making a very temporary type of enclosure. But halachically, you know, this hetter would work even not by a shiura. Okay, now, kol mechitza sheina shel shesi b'shel arev ena mechitza. Dibur Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no such thing as having a mechitza, but does not have both. It has to have both shesi and arev. The word chassis is from the word, like, I mentioned, the foundation. That's going to be, in this situation, that's going to be your uprights. And then your Arev is you mix in, literally, you weave in, so the horizontals are then woven in amongst the verticals. That's what they're called Arev. So if you don't have a combination of Shesi and Arev, it's not a valid Mechitza. So it means the old, even by case of a Shiorah, it's unacceptable. So you have his father, Yehuda, says it works by Shiorah. He says it never works. Chum says it always works. So that's the three possibilities. You can have one or the other. So the Morrison asked, what exactly are they adding? That was already said by the Chachamim, that you can have one or the other. So a Shiora has two elements in it, to it, the definition. One definition of a Shiora is that they're traveling, they're not at home, not Mokim Yishuv. The second is, Shiora by definition is three people, minimum of three people. So the Gemara is going to say that the Chachamim were matter the heter of lav dafka when it's a shiora. That the heter they're saying was even if you don't have three people, it's mutter. But they're also talking about if the person's traveling. And the last Chachamim are saying, no, even a yachid b'yishuv, when he's not traveling at all, would still be mutter to make a shesi or orev. So Grashi, Mekiva Megilva Chavolim, Asher Shechotza Mavika, because we're back on the previous mission of the case of the Shiora, which is traveling. Zelam Alam Mizel, Agabi Yisaitis, you put posts, Saviv, and then you go around. Minatat on the Karka, Pochaz Megimel, the first rope to the ground is less than three tefachim. Babikula oimed the kolobed. I mean, that's considered lobed. It's like it's enclosed. From there to the next rope, the middle rope is pachas megimel. Arei shisha oimed pachas beis mashoyin. That's an area of six enclosed minus two mashos because you have to be a little less than three. Mishnei avirin in the two gaps. From there to the upper one. Again, less than three. Rei b'shloisha avirin in the three gaps. Tisha oimed pachos b'shloisha mashuyin. So it's end up it's nine tefachim enclosed minus three mashuhus.
Are we concerned that it is rope and it's going to we're so close, so you're talking about a long space.
Even although it's such a long space, we'll see in the more how much you're allowed to enclose.
Sag is the word I was looking for.
Yeah, sag would be a problem. You have to do as tight as possible. That doesn't preclude you from doing it, but you got to do it right. The total of the three ropes have to equal to a total of more than a tefach. Shloisha mashrin has to be three mashrus more than a tefach. Kadesh yiyu a curl is sort of tefach. You can make it by standing sticks upright. Zui mechitza shal shesi. That's the only shesi. Case of chavolim is considered mechitza shal arev. So Yehuda said b'shiora di kilu etzlon chazal or mekel by shiora. Shenin tzichem ela or shesi or if one or the other is acceptable. Shesi kigoyin konim. That's the case of the konim or if kigoyin chavolim. Avol yochid lo hikilu at shehei bo shesi or if you need shesi and or. You need both. Okay. So there's one heter of love. There's another het of oimen merubah, but even if the gap is more than three, if the oimen is merubah, it's mutter. So by dealing with upright items, there's a concept of oimen merubah. So we know that in regards to horizontal items, that there's the mission says the het of love. But what about oimen merubah by horizontal? So boy, Rav Hamnuna, ba'orev, my. So by Shasim we know Amimruba works. We know Lavid works, you know Amimruba works. So by Arav we know Lavid works, maybe Amimruba should also work. So Amrabaya Toshma. Shir Chabolim Bovin Yeser Al Tefach Sheyakol Asar Tvachim. Our mission is, our quotes from the Mishnah. They add up to a total of 10. To a total of 10 by making the Chabolim more than a Tefach. Mimisa Lomali Yeser Al Tefach. So Liobed Pachas Mishloisha Bechevo Mashu. Pachas Mishloisha Bechevo Mashu. Pachas Merboa Bechevo Mashu. Love is considered enclosed, so that'll count as if it's oimed. So I have meruba of which is oimed. I have six, which is oimed, and then I have a gap of four. So the oimed is meruba. The verse says, so you see that's not acceptable. The verse says no. But this, but do you really think that's a good proof? Where do you plan to put it? If you put it on the bottom, the bottom, the gdim will go through, so you can't have a gap of four in the bottom. If meruba works, you can have it totally enclosed, six tefachim on top, you can't have a gap of four in the bottom. Okay, so that's not an option. You put on the upper space, so it's three, three, and then you have a gap of four. So the gap of four, and there's a chevel there, so that's going to give me a case of asig avir the high gisa with the high gisa mavatale. So the air space above the upper rope, which is up to the shemayim, and the air space of four under the rope will be mavatale the rope. That's avir the high gisa, the avir high gisa mavatale. So you can't put it on top. You put in the middle. So you have three, four, three. You say, oh, so you have Oymer Meruba. No, you don't. Only if you combine both sides. That's getting back to the Shiloh. It's only Oymer Meruba when you combine both sides. That's a question of if Oymer is Meruba, only by combining both sides. That's called Oymer Meruba. Habilei. Oymer Meruba, all the parts, Mishnei Rukhois. It's only, the Oymer is only greater. It's three. Closed, four open, three closed. So the two together are more than the four, but each one alone is not more than the four, and that's the case of Omer Rubel Aportz Mishay Ruchas. And Shemaim said, no, I hear from you that you're saying, Omer Rubel Aportz Mishay Ruchas, Havi Oimen, what that was in Machloikas before. Okay, so Bai is trying to prove from this case, doesn't seem to make sense. So Gora says, okay, good. So Rav Hanuna, hey, so what was the Shiloh then? Where's the case that he was discussing? We already pointed out, can't be in the bottom, can't be in the top, can't be in the middle. Okay, so we'll have to find out what Rav Hanuna's Shiloh is tomorrow.